You're listening to the AHTB Cereals and Aussies podcast. Highlights from your arable levy organisation.
Hello, and welcome to the second of our bonus podcast episodes this month. We're just days away from the first anniversary of Donald Trump's inauguration as US president. So we've asked AHTB analysts Amandeep Kaur Porawal and Aidan Wright to tell us about the impact of his policies on cereals and oilseeds markets.
Hi, I'm Aidan.
And I'm Amandeep. We're analysts in the market specialist team in market intelligence.
We're fast approaching the first anniversary of Donald Trump's inauguration on the 20th of January. Since the US is such a key player in the global cereals and oilseeds markets, we've carried out a piece of analysis to see how US policy has progressed under Trump and the possible implications moving forward. The main themes we've looked at are trade, currency, and biofuels. Now, there appears to be a lack of constructive progress regarding trade during Trump's first year in office. However, it should be mentioned that agricultural trade is not necessarily at the forefront of US negotiations, with other industries such as car manufacturing perhaps having a higher priority at this time. Nevertheless, the knock-on effect for US maize exports could be considerable if NAFTA collapses. Where would a quarter of all US maize exports go if the Mexican market is off limits due to tariff barriers? Coupled with US maize production reaching record levels, this could very likely put a dampener on US prices. At the same time, this could help support South American maize prices, as Mexico is likely to switch to purchasing maize from Brazil and Argentina. Looking at this from a UK perspective, it will be interesting to see if there's an erosion in the value of using Chicago maize prices as a global benchmark. Moving on to China, there was some strong rhetoric regarding US-China trade during Trump's election campaign, with much made of the growing trade deficit. For the soybean trade, however, there hasn't really been any change in the finer detail of the US-China trade talks. China is the US's main soybean customer, but remains heavily reliant on the US in this aspect, at least until the South American crop is readily available. Recent currency movements have also increased the price competitiveness of Brazilian soybeans relative to those of US origin, and so this will be an area to keep watching in the future. Trump may be described as champion of the weaker dollar. He promotes the idea of a weaker dollar to aid US exports and help reduce trade deficits, which are present between the US and many countries. However, in the case of US soybean exports, a weaker dollar hasn't helped boost exports because the Brazilian real has weakened against the dollar.
Biofuels was another area that we looked at. In the past few years, the proportion of maize used in US bioethanol production has been around 44% of total domestic maize demand, so it's a key market for the nation's maize growers. Over the same time period, the use of soy oil in US biodiesel production has averaged around 30% of total domestic demand for soy oil. So the direction of US biofuel policy will have a considerable influence on both domestic and global prices. It seems highly unlikely that there will be a push to increase the mandate set in the renewable fuel standard under Trump. With the conflicting viewpoints of the Trump administration's oil-producing and maize-producing voters and supporters, maintaining the status quo may be the best US biofuel producers can hope for. Arguably, the motivation behind the RFS has also now shifted. When it was originally set out, environmental factors were key considerations, as well as energy security and the US economy. But under the Trump administration, environmental impacts appear to be less of a driver. A key example of this is the US's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Agreement, and the repercussions of this move are likely to be felt beyond the US. We already know that weather is a great source of uncertainty and volatility in the global arable market, but the effects of global warming and climate change could make things worse. To sum up the analysis then, the position of a country's agricultural sector and where it lies in terms of government's priorities will, of course, vary from nation to nation. But the sheer size of the US cereals and oilseeds markets and the contribution they make to the global picture means that Trump's actions are unlikely to be confined to just America. One of the striking aspects of Trump's presidency so far is the shorter-term focus of his policies. And while some of these may be beneficial for the US in some areas, there may be unintended consequences for the wider agricultural markets, especially in the longer term. Looking at the bigger picture, the US seems to be adopting an increasingly closed-off approach, while at the same time, Russian dominance in the global wheat market is growing. There's a real risk then that this may result in a reduction in transparency while increasing global volatility. To read the full analysis, visit the markets page on the Cereals and Oilseeds website.
Soundtrack files were created by Uncle Sigmund, Solace 2, Serialis, and Rutger Miller via Freesound.